All stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Keep ranks standing for the prayer. Heavenly Father, please bless this council and help us make the best decisions for the people of Lewistown. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Pascal.
Here.
John Spotlow is absent. Mayor Lee Ferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum. Move on. Everybody have a chance to look at the minutes of the last meeting. Any questions, corrections, or additions? If not, we have a motion to accept the minutes.
I make a motion.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we also have closed session minutes. Anybody have any questions on that?
I need to pass them out.
Oh, okay.
I have to look at them right quick, then I collect them back out.
Motion to approve the closed session minutes.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Cindy, do you have a clerk's report?
No, I don't have anything. Somebody, and I think Jim's probably going to say, somebody's come to look at the visitor center floor on the, what did I say, the 11th?
16th.
The 16th at 9. Tried to get an estimate on it to redo it in the kitchen. That's about all I have.
All right, thank you. Treasurer Brown's absent. Mr. Collins, you have an attorney's report. Anything else? Thank you, sir. Engineer's report, no engineer. Public comments and petitions. Mr. Boffin, do you have something? Sorry to urge.
I've got a petition here. You want me to hand to one of them?
You got something you want to say?
Just hold on a minute or call that here in case somebody up there wants to read.
Okay.
The petition for cleaning up property at 412 South Adams, Nicholas property.
Okay.
And he has got, I'm not going to read all the names, but he's got names on both sides.
Okay.
Cool.
I'll pass it down and let everyone see.
Right. Do you have anything you want to say about it, George?
I'd like to read some here when you want me to.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead, sir.
I'm not very good at reading this, but this case is talking about is here at 412 Adams, South Adams. I'm doing this to try and get yards cleaned up. I think it's just a few places here in town like it. Otherwise, all houses here in town look good to me. Most issues are around the houses, yards, and things laying around there. A lot of people are agreeing with me. This is for all the people in town here. At once things in town is cleaned up. I have nothing against our mayor or our older council people. I will ask all of you if you will sign it. So the whole, for most people in town will agree, something needs to be checked out. And try to get the court or upper people to do something. To do something about it. I don't think they would like living near it. I've been told by a lot of people, nothing can be done, but maybe if most of the town gets behind it, we may get something done. Thank you. And Sue here is my great friend, and I hate to have to do this to her, but her and her late husband are great people, boys, and still are.
All right.
It's not my brother.
Thank you, George.
Thanks.
I don't think there's anyone here that won't agree with you, George. We agree. Do we have any ideas on what we can do?
Well, it's gonna get cleaned up. I'll get a dumpster, and I told Rick he's gonna clean it up. Okay. If he doesn't get it cleaned up, he's gonna have to leave, and then I'll clean it up after he leaves. So it's not just gonna, yeah, okay.
Is he your relative? Of,
he's my son.
He's your son? Oh, wonderful. Moms can take care of everything. That's great. That's
well,
great.
I've been after him for about a year, and it just gets worse instead of better. So I just told him, Rick, I'm coming up there. I don't want you guys, and I know you don't, but I'm coming, and it's going to get done.
That's what my mom would do to me, too.
I took all that shit out of that dumpster. Now I got to pay for a dumpster to put it back in. It's going to get done.
We've talked to him and other... I know,
and Rick is a good guy. He would give, if you said, Rick, I am so cold, he will give you the shirt off his back.
I understand.
But he's got a problem, and
I understand. And he is a nice guy. He's worked for me before at the fairgrounds.
He's a good guy.
He's a good worker. And
but that doesn't mean it's okay to live like that.
No, well, no.
Well, and if I have influence, Mom, probably no. Well, I'll do what I can do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Sorry we had to get you involved. Well, you're involved, but
yeah.
I thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Mom will fix it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm confident of that.
Behind a legit email. Oh, he's been there. he's been there.
All right. Moving. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Any other public comments? I don't want to miss anybody. All right. Thank you. Moving on to committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderperson Clark, do you have anything?
Well, we had our meeting and I guess informally, and I don't know, but it was on our tax levy, and we kind of discussed it and felt like it was best not to increase it. We're living comfortable right here, right now. We didn't feel like we needed to pad our checkbook at the expense of the citizens of Lewiston and to raise their real estate taxes. Am I correct, Cindy, when I say this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so we just said we're fine right now, and we can't see bringing any burden on to people of Lewistown. We're trying to help them and not burden them. And so that's what we said, wasn't it, Mayor?
Yes, okay. That is. Agreed. So, all right, thank you, Sally. Moving on, Mr. Spotlow's not here for sewer, streets, and alleys. Alderman Miller.
Streets and alleys, just want to make a comment for, I know the leaves are out, but if you're raking your yard, I'd appreciate it, people, if you're going to burn, them, have your fire out before 5 o'clock. There is a burn ordinance in the city of Lewistown, but it's easier if you just pick them up and take them down to the city garage. There's plenty of room down there, and dump them out down there instead of burning them. Other than that, everything's looking pretty good. So,
well, I had something to add today. I talked to Art Jones in the restaurant, and he said the street out there, or the road out there, is a lot better, but they're starting to get little potholes. And he said a lot of the gravels went by the wayside on each side. And he said there's some way the city could come out and drag that gravel back in and kind of fill them potholes so they wouldn't hold water. They'd really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. All right, moving on, police and ESDA, Mr. Warden.
I have nothing.
Thank you, sir. Water, Mr. Miller?
I have nothing.
Thank you. Utilities, public buildings and grounds, Mr. Long.
As Cindy mentioned earlier, we're getting an estimate on the kitchen floor of visitor center. Get it refinished. And still waiting on bid for the front door of the visitor center to get it repaired. Other than that, that's it.
All right. Thank you.
You need to get that front door redone, bless them.
Thank you.
We gotta go clear down underneath.
Oh.
Take all that concrete out.
Concrete out, yeah, it's still fine.
Cause the concrete's broken, it's broke the threshold.
Oh, gosh.
And replace the door, so it's not gonna be cheap.
No.
I don't think.
All right, moving on, tourism, Ms. Kim.
Well, there's gonna be another free movie at the visitor center, November 17th at 7 p.m. Bring a lawn chair and enjoy the movie.
And it's gonna be the new Jurassic Park world, is what it's gonna be.
Cool.
And the Legion ladies are gonna make cookies and stuff to sell. So we'll have our sweets there.
Cool. All right, moving on. Tiff, Mr. Spotlow's not here. Citizens Committee, I see Amanda Stepman.
Hi. We are just waiting. I have no news, but I guess no news is good news, so.
All right, very good.
I'm gonna change that. No news is good news. We'll get it sooner or later.
Christmas. Kenny, what do you have for us?
We are getting our trees to the 17th. We can have as many as we need. Right now, talking to Cindy this afternoon, we've sold 25.
Yay!
So we're getting there. I met with Santa Claus this afternoon and he's already started the plaques, so things are coming along. I'll have another meeting Monday, the 14th, here at the visitor center, 6 o'clock. Everybody's welcome to come, bring your ideas. And on the 17th, bring your backs and your trailers. That's about it.
I'm doing in need of any donations still. And last year, donated candy and people donated to the list of things that we can't come to the meeting on Monday but would like to donate.
I will get with you after that meeting and tell you exactly what we're needing. I know we was asking for people to get stuff to put in the bags again like we did last year. But I don't know what all we've accumulated.
Did you say bring a big bag to the... Why don't we just bring a big bag of candy?
That would be the...
That's the 20...
It's not this Monday.
It's not the Monday, no.
Right before.
First?
Yeah.
I think on the first.
Is it first?
Yeah, when we're gonna load the candy bags.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna meet at the visitor center.
Now it's gonna be a 6th, December the 1st at 6 o'clock, right?
December 1st at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Then we'll stuff the bags and stuff and go over any last minute things that we're gonna need.
Okay.
For the 3rd.
Gotcha.
And whatever Evan would need too, I mean, we ain't just gonna put this all on him.
Yeah.
We'll have Doug help him.
Well, Roger can help too. I mean, he'll be able to help.
No, everything's looking pretty good, so that's where we're at right now.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you, Kenny. Moving on to Public Works Report. Evan Palmer, what's going on?
The last thing we talked about was the ARPA funds. How to prioritize stuff. We're still working on that, so we're hoping next meeting I might have something by then, but we're working on adjusting a few things, trying a few things, so then better prioritize our situation on water, wastewater, and the public works side in general. So we kind of give you all departments so then you guys can see how you'd like to further go with spending of the ARPA funds. So we're still working on it. Other than that, I don't have too much.
Is there a deadline on that?
She's gonna have another report in, is it December?
In December, I think, end of December, I have to have a report. And they kind of starting to make, I mean, they decided to make them a little easier than when they started out. You know, first you had to be, definitely had to know exactly what you're spending it on, and now they're kind of giving you a little leeway, so, yeah.
Well, that's good.
All right, anybody have any questions for Evan? Thank you very much. Moving on, we don't have any unfinished business. Our new business is to discuss the tax levy ordinance, which we don't have.
Right, Becca wanted me to table it till next meeting, we'll have to. She did end up getting the draft to me today, but we're waiting till next meeting to do it, so. We have that.
I know it has to be done by the next meeting.
First time, yeah, it'll be the first viewing of it, and then the next, the one after that, then we'll vote on it. And then I'll take it to the courthouse, so.
Okay.
And it's just tabled till next meeting now.
Okay.
All right. We have no other business to discuss. Everyone look at the bills.
We approve the bills.
A second.
Signed.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Any other business? If no other business.
I move to adjourn.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for coming. God bless you all.